How did your diagnosis of diabetes come about?
Well, I'd had an accident on a bus. This is how it eventually sort of started. And then I'd gone to Dr. Shakespeare, and she sort of examined me and everything, and then she sort of kept in touch with me from time to time about all the different pain I'd had and everything. And after that, she said, "You'd lost a lot of weight, you know." And so I said, "Oh, yes," I said, "but don't forget," I said, "it's over a long period of time I've lost this weight." I said, "And I've been going to Weight Watchers and Rosemary Colony and all the weight places." So each time I'd sort of, before I'd put on a stone, then I'd lose a stone. Then this time, when I'd gone, I'd sort of lose a stone, finish with the class, I'd got forward, fed up with it or whatever. And the next time I'd go back, I hadn't put any weight on. And I used to say to my friend, "Oh, that's good." I said, "I haven't put any weight on." She said, "Don't knock it, it's good." So I said, "Oh, all right then," you know, and we'd go on again and lose another stone. So I lost about 3.5 stone in all, but it was just, I thought it was just through dieting, you know. But apparently, I think it was probably because I was a diabetic. But anyway, she said this. She said, "I'll take a blood test." So she took a blood test. And so I went back again. And she said, I think she took 3 blood tests before she sort of said it was going to be diabetes. Then she said, "I think you've got diabetes." So I said, "Oh dear." You know, anyway, I wasn't too perturbed. I didn't know nothing about it. It was sort of ignorance was bliss. So then she said, "Well, we'll put you, see what you do with the dieting first." Well, I thought, well, I don't think dieting will help too much because I'd already been on so many different diets. So anyway, I tried that for a little while and that didn't do anything. So she put me on a tablet then. I think it was just a tablet then, a glycoside.
Was she your GP?
Well, they were in the group practice. She wasn't actually my GP, but she was the one that was available at that time that I went after the accident. So I sort of tended to keep with her then for a while. But then it was sort of I was asked by Dr. Briggs to make my mind up. He would like to see me go to the same doctor each time. So I said, I didn't like to put him off. I said, "Well, I'll stay with you, you know, he'd taken over from the previous doctor that I was on." So that's who I'm with at the moment, Dr. Briggs. But then after putting me on a tablet for a number of months or years, I was on this, they increased the tablets. So I think it must have been after about 2 years, they said I'd have to go on, they'd think I'd have to go on insulin if it didn't come down. Well, it didn't. So I eventually